All right, man, Dead End Hip Hop album review, Hieroglyphics, The Kitchen. Now, Hieroglyphics is a rap collective, whole bunch of motherfuckers in that, from Oakland. It's been 10 years since they dropped their last project, so over a decade. So I've heard of Hieroglyphics personally. I never went back and checked out their stuff, so this is the first time I've heard a collective project from them. And it's too many guys. I don't know who's on the track, but I tell you this, I feel like on this album, they brought all the elements of hip-hop. And it's like almost like modern boom bap to me, because it doesn't sound dated, doesn't sound old hip-hop, even though it has all of the elements. But their beats and instrumentation sounds like it's almost live. Is it live instruments? No?
They've always had that kind of element, though.
Like that jazzy funk type. Yeah, and I was really feeling it. This is not something that I would typically, you know, be like, oh, you know, be all excited about, but I definitely appreciate it for what it is, because these guys are taking what hip hop was, you know what I'm saying, and just made it, I don't want to say made it modern, but like they kept the same stuff and you could hear it, but they still do it well and it doesn't sound old, and that's the thing that I could appreciate most about it. I love the scratching on this thing. Like the scratches like on Indonesia, the mayor. I love the mayor. That's one of my favorite joints. I think the second dude on the mayor, again, there's so many guys, I don't know who's who. I don't know who's who.
Nobody's placement.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know him by their placement. The second dude on the mayor, his wordplay on that shit was amazing. I think from a lyrical standpoint, that's the thing that kept catching me, is their wordplay with it, because it was so old school but new again.
I bet it was either A plus or Pep Love. I'm gonna look while you're talking.
Okay, that's what's up.
No casual in Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, no casuals in Hieroglyphics. And then I liked his project when we did it. You know what I'm saying? And I think one that really was kind of personal to me was Partly Me, because you know everybody's in a relationship sometime, and then you know you're in it for so long, or even not that long, that you kind of start having those differences and you start pulling away, and then you know you come to that realization that it is partly you. It's not just that other person, it's two people.
It's always the most, but
oh shit. But you know, so I really felt that song. And then the third guy on the last track, Passing Fads, you know, me, you know, I'm on the political shit, you know, man, look, do your research, understand how the banking system works, you know what I'm saying? And I think he was so right on with, you know, being famous, man, you just become a pawn, like, if you're not true to yourself. And I think, again, Hieroglyphics, this album, they stay true to them. It wasn't about a fad, it wasn't about trying to keep up with the times, it was none of that. It was like, this is us. And after 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is us. Like, why should we change? We haven't dropped shit in 10 years, so why should we change and try to start a fad or try to follow these fads and shit? So I definitely respect this album and everybody that was part of the project.
But yeah, I enjoyed this album. You know, it was pretty much what I expected from, you know, a Hieroglyphics full project, as them together as a group. It seems some of the songs, I don't know if this was recorded within the 9-year span, 10-year span, or did they just get together and do this, but some of them, like, what's that, Nano Salt? That seemed a little disjointed to me. Some of the joints here seemed a little bit disjointed to me, I thought.
Which one?
Nano Salt. What was it called?
Nano Salt, yeah.
Yeah, Nano. I had it right.
Yeah,
Nano Salt. Highway 5. Those two tracks in particular, I didn't really care for as much. I think my... it was cool. It just, I don't know. It just seemed disjointed to me for some reason on this album. But my favorite, I love the like, I guess the not braggish, but like, you know, we Hieroglyphics, we here, we ain't being fucked with, like songs like The Mayor, Golden, Immortals, them like my standout tracks for this album. I love those joints, because it's just kind of like that. Look, like people say, we here, we ain't gonna change shit up, you know.
I like Nutrition.
how they all came.
Yeah,
shit was kind of crazy.
That was dope. You know, like people said, I think Indonesia is another one of my favorite because I love how, you know, as the beat was going off, you had the DJ scratching, had the little good scratcher elements. Then they came back to it on the Indonesia interlude, and I'm like, oh, shit. So, I think that's good if you add some elements. Not only you got good MCing, but you got some good DJ elements on there as well. But, you know, production always been like that funky, funk type of beats and everything, which I don't have no problem with. But overall, I liked it. I mean, like I said, it just seemed a little disjointed to me. But other than that, that's my only negative. But I liked it from not too. All the tracks didn't seem too long, so it was 17 tracks, but it didn't feel like a whole 17. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I liked it, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think Passing Fast kind of really tells the story of this album to me. Is they're not really necessarily after the fame, after the checks, and that's kind of been them. You know, they just kind of want to just do music and put out music and that's it. And the thing about this album, like you said, it's been 10 years since they dropped Full Circle, and now they're back, but they haven't changed anything. Like, they're not out here trying to take risk or be any other group outside of who they are.
Right, it's not a risky album.
Yeah, it's not. And I think that's the thing that you can appreciate, because if you haven't heard an album from Hi-Ro in 10 years, you don't want to hear something outside of anything that they've done before in the past. You really kind of want to get something that kind of brings you back into the fold of who they are. So what this album is to me is consistent, and that's what I like from top to bottom. Like, it opens up with Living It Up, and it comes in
and
with
the intro was heavy, dope as hell too, though.
And stuff like that.
How they chopped up the intro was nice as fuck too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so so I like the way it came in, and it came in with like a hard introduction with the I thought you were gonna say pause. My bad. I saw your face.
I didn't even catch that.
I saw your face, but it came in, banging, and then it kinda went into like the mayor and all the other stuff, and it kinda went to like the interludes and stuff like that. Like, one of the tracks that was an interlude, I really wish was a song. It was like 53 minutes. Was it Nutrition?
Because
it came in like really, like, you listen to it in the car, it came in like real hard.
Sounded like
that
Jurassic 5 or something.
Yeah, man, I was like, oh man, this shit's about to be dope. And then I look at, I was like 53 seconds, I was like, fuck. But I kind of get why they did it, and the Indonesian interlude, because it's like 9 members in the group, and they're composed of rappers and DJs and stuff like that. So the DJs get a chance to get their shine on it. I like that merch. I thought that merch was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
it was kind of tongue-in-cheek and funny. So I like that one. I'm surprised, FIFO, you didn't mention help me out on the title. All is, hold on, let me get the title. All is below, all is as
all
it is
below.
All as above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't mention that because of the first verse that Casual had in there, where he's talking about, he's with his wife, and she wants to hang out and chill, and he wants to play Madden, and they kind of get into this spat, so she dips out, and then he gets a chance to play Madden and shit like that. So I thought you would have picked up on that because you like to play Madden and shit like that. And that's one of the things about this album, is that now it's 10 years later, and you kind of hear them talk about stories that relates to where they are now. Like, you hear some real life events in the songs that they put together. So all in all, man, I think the first time I played it, it was like, okay, it was kind of cool, but I found myself playing it more and more and more and more and more. So yeah, so I really enjoy the album.
Super duper Hi-Ro fan, let's go.
Yes, I am a Hi-Ro stan, grew up on Hi-Ro. They're one of the first hip-hop collective that I became obsessed with when I was in like 11th grade. No, shit, earlier than that. God, like 9th grade. Anyways, I love this album. I thought this album was great. I found it interesting, and I didn't research this a whole lot, but I read somewhere that this thing was entirely produced by a group called the Sleep Rockers.
Okay.
Which I'm used to Domino production, because that was one of the first things that I noticed. I was like, their production is a little bit different. It's a little bit off. It's not bad. It's not really what I expect from them. It wasn't quite Full Circle, and it definitely wasn't Third Eye Vision either, but it was a different sound for them. One thing I also noticed was they didn't really try that hard to construct like friendly songs. Like, this, most of this album to me sounded like nice beats, and Super Nice MCs spitting. They weren't all, like, you didn't have tracks like The Who or You Never Knew on this album. They did a lot more of trying to cram a lot of MCs on each track, mm-hmm. with the exception of a few. One being, what's the song you said you really liked? Not Partly Me, the other one that y'all were all
merch. Merch.
The Merch. I did not like that track at all. And the part that sucks is I think Pep Love stole this album, which he steals everything he's on because he's got, his flow is fucking perfect. Impeccable. That was the only track where he was by himself on it. And I was just like, man, I don't like this track at all. I didn't really get the hook. The beat wasn't that nice to me. And I wasn't really feeling the subject matter. It just didn't really catch me. I didn't think that was a great song. And Partly Me, I didn't like that song either. The singing that was in the background was annoying as hell. The verses, I wasn't super hot on. Yeah. So those two tracks, I didn't really care for. But Nano Salt, I gotta disagree with you 100%. I don't know how you got disjointed with that track. That track was nasty. That track was crazy. And then Nutrition. Nutrition, I think that should have been a fucking 4-5 minute song. Because the way they flowed on that, like I said, it sounded a lot like an old school Jurassic 5 track. Like off their first album.
Yeah, and how they chopped it up. Really.
How they chopped it up and how they were spitting together. And at the very end of the track, they all came together and spit it together. That was dope as hell. Another track I thought was really good was Exciting. I think that's what it was called. Or Exciting or Excited.
That 8-bit like video game type beat or whatever. That track was dope as hell.
And then Pep Love's verse was just so good. Where he said that shit about I'll be thick on the, what did he say? I'm thick on the harmony, thick as harmony grit, something like that. You alright, man?
Oh, I'm just listening to the song again. I'm just trying to remember it though. It's like if I listen to it, I'm like, oh yeah.
Right. Fast forward. Rewind. Skip it.
I thought this album was fantastic. It's gonna sound weird. It's definitely my least favorite of their albums. But that's only because I think Third Eye Vision was perfect. I think Full Circle was almost perfect. And this one is just below that one. So it's not to say that they're getting worse or anything like that. I think I have more of a connection with those albums. The songs really speak to me a little bit more. And I think I was just kind of expecting Domino's production, maybe.
Your expectations, bro.
Because I love Domino's production. He always has that live instrumentation style production. They're funky. But at the same time, they still have that nice old school like hip hop feel. But this album was really good. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I'm glad that after 10 years, my favorite MCs in the game did not come back and put out some bullshit. Mm-hmm. They came back and they said, "We are Hyro.
Yep.
You're not fucking with us, and this is why."
Like the mayor. Yep.
So again, only out of how many tracks? 17.
17. Yep.
Two out of 17 that I didn't really care for. Yeah. That's a 15 track album. That's a what? 0.00029% bad. So yeah, this is a great album. I think everybody should go pick this up and see how that West Coast hip hop is supposed to be done, man.
Yeah, man. Just like everybody said, I definitely respect it for them coming back and just being who they are. And that's what hip hop is, man. You shouldn't have to change. You know what I'm saying? You should be who you are. If you evolve, that it is what it is. And you know, kind of like how Mike said, I guess there has been some evolution over the 10 years. You know, them straying away from their main producer and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I definitely liked it. Definitely bumps in my wood.
Yeah. Good, fun listen. Great MCs. Good wordplay. Funky production. You know, Mike. I think Mike said two. I think I'm three. Three out of the 17 tracks. So 14 out of 17. I think that's a great percentage of likable and replay value. So
tracks did you not like?
Partly Me, Nano Salt, and Highway 5.
Oh, so you really just didn't like Nano? It wasn't that it wasn't disjointed. You just didn't like it at all.
Yeah, just.
You didn't like the way they float over the BB?
No, I didn't.
You
wasn't feeling
that. BB.
BB.
You didn't like the way they float over the BB. You didn't like it, baby? You didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it, man.
But, you know, overall, copy it. Support the artist, man. You know, I hate I missed that interview with him, man. I had some stuff to do, but shout him out. Hieroglyphics, man.
And go buy the album, man. And I also say definitely go pick up Full Circle and Third Eye Vision. If you like this, you more than likely will like the other two. But yeah, I like this album. Is like I said, it's consistent with what they do. I think if there is one risk, you know, or something stepping up outside of their comfort level, maybe it is working with the producers. But again, the producers they work with still kind of kept their sound. And so it still kind of fits. So, you know, you listen to him like, okay, yeah, they just did what they, you know, what they do. But yeah, man, I like it because it's not too heavy. You know, it's not too light. It's like right in the middle and it just works. And, you know, you just find it like you just find yourself just playing it over and over and over again. So go get it, man. Support Hyro.
Yes, I echo everything everyone said. This is a fantastic album. Like I said, I think that everyone should go out and purchase this to see that these guys are not newbies to the game, man. These are definitely veterans. You can tell by the way they flow. That's the main thing. It's not even always about like having overly complex and multi-syllables and all that shit. Just listen to the way these dudes write a beat. Like, nobody does that shit like them. Like, these guys are perfectionists at writing a beat. Every single track, the way they spit is just so dope to me. And I have to give this more time. It's only been out for, what, a month and a half, 2 months maybe? And I listened to it a lot, but it hasn't stuck in my head the way Third Eye Vision did or the way Full Circle did. But I will say on every listen, it is getting better to me. It's getting much better to me. And so, yeah, definitely go pick this up and support these guys. And beyond buying this album, go see them live. If they come to your town and you miss a live Hieroglyphic show, you're fucking up. You're fucking up. B has some shit to do, but whatever. Y'all, you're fucking up. Because these guys put on one of the best shows I've ever seen. One of my first hip-hop shows ever. I'm gonna get sentimental for a minute. Yes.
We went crate digging. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, those were my first shows with Hyro, Mass Influence, Micronauts. That shit was crazy. And these guys, they blew me the fuck away. They blew me away. But yes.
And I want to co-sign that real quick because I was there with Mike and them motherfuckers put on an amazing show. Like, I walked away, like, appreciative of what they've done. So go see them live. You will enjoy yourself. So co-sign.
Most definitely. And like Ken said also, man, go pick up Full Circle and definitely go pick up Third Eye Vision because it has my all-time favorite Hyro song, period, ever. And that's You Never Knew. So, anyway. Hyro, y'all, it's not a wrong thing to be addicted to the microphone like a heroin fiend. I tell you one thing, you never catch me fronting as I proceed to give the people what they wanting. Sack it.